We are now at over 1.2 million cases of coronavirus worldwide, with over 208 countries and territories being affected from this pandemic. Coronavirus has quickly gone from what began as a small outbreak in Wuhan, China, to ravaging the entire world, causing lockdowns and all kinds of issues worldwide. Now, this does beg the question, from where did Corona originate from? The obvious answer might seem to be Wuhan, China, but this is the missing link. This virus was first identified in Wuhan, China, but how did it come from nothingness into the existence which it is today? Coronavirus did not exist 1 year ago, as far as we know at least, and this particular strain has been able to completely take over the entire world. You may have heard about human evolution and how not just humans, but all creatures on Earth evolve over millions and billions of years. It is believed that several billion years ago, the only life on Earth was very small microorganisms, and these slowly began to evolve and become more and more complicated to create all kinds of life forms, such as dinosaurs, which were eventually wiped out, but eventually all of the creatures which are alive today. Some species are able to evolve at a faster rate and create new species faster than other species. For example, the rate of human evolution is actually quite slow, whereas the rate of evolution for insects is very high. The reason for this is because insects reproduce quickly and in very large numbers, whereas humans take longer to mate, and it takes longer for us to reach sexual maturity and be able to reproduce again. In the example of insects, we have already seen entirely new species be created in some fascinating areas, such as the London Underground, where a particular species of mosquitoes has particularly evolved to living in the London metro system. Now, what does that have to do with coronavirus? Well, viruses are able to mutate at a very fast rate because they infect another cell, they inject their DNA into it, and the more this process is repeated, the more quickly they are able to evolve. If the evolution of a virus goes into a version of the virus which is less likely to reproduce, then it will die off quickly. However, if it evolves into a new being which is stronger, more resistant to immune systems, and able to inflict more damage and spread quicker, then of course it will reproduce in greater numbers and this strain will continue to survive. This is likely what happened with the coronavirus. It is believed that it actually existed in another animal species, for example, in birds or bats or some type of other animals. Then, via direct contact with humans, it was more likely to be able to mutate and actually begin infecting humans. This brings up a very important dilemma, such as should we be eating certain creatures or be exposed to certain creatures or not? If we are not exposed to certain creatures, such as bats, then the viruses which exist inside of bats will not evolve to infect humans. The reason for this is because let's say that a virus evolves and it mutates into a particular strain which would be very deadly to humans. Well, if there are no humans around the bats, then this virus strain is just going to die off. And the virus strain, which is more likely to infect the bats, will begin to thrive. However, when humans are around these creatures, the virus has a higher probability of mutating and actually infecting a human. And as soon as it has infected a human, that virus DNA code, which is more likely to infect humans, is going to begin replicating very, very quickly. This is why it's very important to avoid animal and pest infestation. The more that you are around certain wildlife and pest-related creatures which have not been domesticated, such as cats and dogs, the more likely that diseases are going to be spread to you. We at WildlifeX Team specialize in safe and responsible removal of wildlife animals and pests. For example, we often have several clients which have animals such as raccoons, possums, skunks, squirrels, and all kinds of other creatures that are infesting the person's home, whether it be underground, in little tunnels, in between the walls, or in the attic. There are all kinds of ways which they can infest your home, and this eventually leads to some pretty severe complications, such as a reduction in air quality, increased likelihood of spreading disease, and also just damaging your home and causing financial problems. The biggest risk, though, is that it could spread diseases or viruses to you. For example, in the case of raccoons, they are what's known as a rabies vector species. This is a species which has a particular high chance of transmitting rabies to humans. And in the case of rabies, 59,000 people die every single year with a 99.9% fatality rate. This is why it's so important if you get bit by a wildlife or pest that you go to a hospital immediately, because in many cases of these diseases, as soon as symptoms start to show, it's too late. And we haven't been able to develop cures for these types of illnesses once symptoms have begun to show. We hope you enjoyed this video, and if you do have a wildlife or pest related problem, make sure to contact us as soon as possible so that way we can take care of it ethically and responsibly and restore any damage that has been caused. It's very important to do this as soon as possible for your own health, and then also for the health of your children or pets and your home. Thank you so much, and give us a call at 855-WILDLIFE or visit wildlifexteam.com if you have any more questions. Thank you.
Having trouble with wildlife in your home or office? Wildlife X Team is your solution to get rid of the raccoons, bats, rats, and snakes. Having a professional team, we offer both residential and commercial animal removal methods by using innovative and integrated techniques. Our services include animal trapping, dead animal removal, nuisance wild animal control, and animal capture. What are you waiting for? To get 24/7 service, call us at 855-WILDLIFE for an affordable solution for your nuisance wildlife issues.